Let us go before the Lord today, asking God to open up our hearts to His Word, to give us understanding, to speak truth to our soul and to our nature. And then, Lord, we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus, to help us receive it, God. Help it mean something to us, God. As you say in your Word, God, let your Word be more special to us than any gold or silver in this world, worth more than anything we can have, God. We ask that you teach us, God, teach us truth into our souls, and let us receive it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So let's go through God's truth as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, as we grow and as we go through this process of establishing our faith, it matters how we come to operate in truth. Not truth that is made up, but truth that is received from God's Word, Son, and the Spirit. These days, truth is very elusive for most of us. These days, we deceive ourselves by turning lies into truth and speaking lies as truth. But as Christians, our salvation and our hope and our obedience and our blessings are too important for us to try and build our relationship with God based on lies, falsehoods, myths that are made up by others and that we tell ourselves. We need our lives to be based on the truth of God and nothing else. See, our goal is to make it in the kingdom of God. And we need to make sure that we're seeking God's truth. What we believe in must be tested, and much like that of Joseph, who tested his brothers to determine if they was telling the truth. They were thrown into prison so their words could be tested. And what we stand on and what we believe in will be tested. So you and I got to make sure that what we put our faith in is based on the Word of God, which only truth comes from God. See, sometimes we lie depending on the situation, whether to save face or support someone by lying to them or for them. When the king asked Malachi, should they go into war or refrain? Malachi told a lie because he thought it was what the king wanted to hear. The king demanded of Malachi only tell him the truth that comes from God. So when we have to understand like King David, just how much God requires that we seek truth from him. David says, surely, Lord, you desire truth in my inner parts, teaching us wisdom in our most inner places. God's truth cleanses us from all hypocrisy so we can be clean and washed and whiter than snow. See, we must seek God's truth so we can walk in God's ways. We can't not be the kind of person who loves evil rather than good. We cannot love falsehood rather than speaking truth. You and I cannot be the kind of person who loves speaking harmful words rather than speaking words that promote God's love. We must seek and tell the truth that comes from God. God's truth must be in us. It must be who we are. See, our faith must be based on God's word. See, we have to seek God's truth to pursue it. We cannot exchange God's truth for lies. We cannot worship and serve things that the Creator did not speak or did not create. We have to establish our faith only in God's truth and nothing else. See, God gives us over to these shameful thoughts we have, the shameful lust, this falsehood that we have. When our faith is based on such things, what comes out of us is lies and untruths and myths and falsehoods. See, our faith must be based on God's word. It must be based on God's truth. And God's going to turn away from us if we exchange the natural relationship from unnatural relationship. This is the truth of God. This is not for me. It's not a theology. It's not a religious teaching. It's God's word, and we must receive it. God will help us with our issues if we seek and walk in His truth. Christ Jesus is a way maker for us all, because we all have trouble in this world, but we can't sit here and lie about the troubles we have. We can't lie and say God didn't say that. See, we can't lie and say God don't believe. God is against that. The truth must be in us. It is God's word. And we must receive it, no matter how shameful we are about it, no matter what problems it causes in our faith walk. But God's word is based on God's truth. See, we have to seek God's truth, which can only come from God. It only comes through Christ Jesus. It only comes by the work of the Spirit. Truth does not come from theology. Truth does not come from denominations. Truth only comes from God. Just because it sounds good to us does not make it God's truth. It must come from God. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. See, we have to seek the truth of God. It cannot allow others to rob us of truth. We cannot allow others to speak lies into our faith and dishonesty and falsehoods into our faith. Our faith must be grounded on God's word. It must come from God. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 5 to 7 says, with constant friction between men of corrupt minds who have been robbed of the truth, and who think that godliness is a mean to financial gains. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it. So if we want to receive God's truth, we have to stay with his word. We cannot change, modify, or add to God's word. See, then we no longer have the truth or the power that comes with God's word. God warns us that there are going to be teachers who will spread lies like gangrene, causing people to run away from God's truth. God knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses in the name of Jesus must turn away from wickedness. See, we need to seek the truth of God and not become the type of person who's always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth that comes from God. We cannot establish our faith by opposing God's truth. Teaching that comes from someone else that will deprive our mind and our faith and causing us to reject the Lord. These type of people will not get very far, God says. Folly of their lives will be made clear. See, we want our faith to be established in God's truth. We cannot pay attention to myths or to sayings of those who reject God's truth. See, God's truth must be clear to us. God's word says, to the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are corrupt, who do not believe, nothing is pure. Nothing is holy. Nothing is meant to last. Nothing can be held on to. See, those whose minds are not pure corrupt the things of God. And if we don't want to seek God's truth, then our mind and our conscience will become corrupt and our faith will be useless. So we have to seek God's truth so it can sustain us, so we'll in one accord with Christ Jesus. So if we deliberately keep on sinning after we obtain the knowledge of God's truth, then there's no more sacrifices for sins left, God says. We have accepted Christ Jesus. We accepted God's word as truth. The only thing left is for us to then turn away to falsehood, to have this fear of judgment, a raging fire that's coming to the enemies of God, because you and I have rejected God's word. We've changed it into a lie. We added things that God never says. We told a myth that God never spoke of. See, we messed up God's word, and then we're spreading it and telling people that this is what God says. We got to be careful. God's word is truth. It's the source of truth. It is not made for us to look at and judge and reclassify or re-speak to what God has already spoken. There's not one word, not one thought, not one understanding that man can come up with that God didn't already know when he wrote his word, when he spoke his word, when Christ revealed his word. We're not smarter than God. We got to stop thinking that we can go back and redefine God's word. God spoke his word. You and I must believe it. And we have to seek God through his word, Son, and Spirit. It is how we come to know Christ and started out to obey God. See, if we say we know the Lord, but we do not stay with God's truth, and we don't follow his commandments, then we are lying. The truth is not in us. But the word of God says if we obey God's truth, then God's love is truly made complete in us. And this is how we know we live in him and he lives in us. Have you ever met someone who told the truth all the time? In a loving and kind way, they always spoke truth. Not arrogant, not pridefully, but you can always count on them telling you the truth or in a loving and kind way. And after a while, you don't doubt anything they say because they tell the truth in all situations, good and bad. The truth is going to come out of them because the truth is in them. But have you ever met a person who never tells the truth? See, what they say sounds very believable, but it's not the truth, see. It did not happen the way they tell that story. You want to believe them because you love them. But you know that they have lied so many times. You know that they have this habit of falsifying the truth, twisting and changing it, and modifying the truth to save their own face, a tale of a situation that they want the outcome to be a certain way. But let me tell you, truth is always better than lies. Truth is always better than falsehood. So you and I have to get in this practice of being a truthful person. And then we have to understand that truth only comes from God. It only comes through Christ Jesus. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. So we have to seek it. So we not only need to be a person who seeks the truth of God. We also need to be a person who walks in God's truth. The person whose walk is blameless, who does what is right and speaks the truth from their heart. No slander could be found in their tongue. They do no wrong. They do not slur others. See, this is walking in the truth of God. See, those who live their lives by God's truth are spelled out in God's words as examples of us today. They held to God's word. Nothing changed them. No situation made them tell a lie. King David said to the Lord, "Test me. Try me, examine my heart and mind, for your love is forever before me, and I'll walk continually in your truth." David said, I don't sit with deceitful people or consort with hypocrites, nor do I assemble with evildoers of the wicked. See, this is the walk we need to have before God today, just a walk of truth, a walk of faith. We cannot walk in God's truth by following things that's made up by man. We need the Lord to teach us his ways so we can walk in God's truth as an undivided heart and with a fear of God in us. Our walk in God's truth allows us to praise the Lord with all our heart, glorifying the Lord with the pattern of our walk as he order our steps and guide us in his spirit. So we need God's word to see God's truth. It does not come from our mind, from our knowledge, from this world, nor does it come from religious practices or doctrine. Truth only comes from God. We need to ask the Lord to not snatch his truth from our mouth, but put it in our hearts, God. We put our hope in your word all day long, Lord. We seek it always to obey so we can walk in freedom, seeking God's truth through his word, Son, and Spirit. Our walk with the Lord has to be right. We must renounce secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. We speak God's truth plainly so everyone can receive. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 2. We seek God's truth so we can walk in it, not to distort it, not to make up stuff about it, but so we can share it with others. So the power of God's word is still manifested in our lives today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 2 says, "Rather we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man conscious in the sight of God." See, we have to walk in God's truth so we can be present ourselves to God as one approved. A person who does not need to be ashamed because we handle the word of God correctly. We walk in God's truth. It allows us to avoid this godless chatter that's out there. We know those who indulge in falsehood become more and more ungodly every day. We must seek God's truth. We must walk in God's truth so our ears do not turn away from the Lord and turn aside to myths. We must keep our head in all situations, enduring hardship, doing the work of an evangelist, discharging all our duties as a minister of Christ Jesus, as a child of God. Seeking and walking in God's truth is not something we go through one time and get it right. No, this requires much work. Repeatedly reading God's word, continually being refreshed by the Spirit of God's truth, and so it can remain in us. So we're latched on, so it attaches itself to our mind, and attaches itself to our thoughts, and attaches itself to our feet. So we're able to listen to a person of God and know that they're telling us the truth of God as they remind us of God's truth, not made up preaching and teaching. Not myths that sounds good, but words that have power that set people free. See, if we want to receive God's grace, mercy, and peace, then the only way we can receive it is through God's truth found in His Word, Son, and Spirit. It is being in us that brings Christ's great joy. He said when He comes and when He finds us walking in God's truth, following God's word, living by faith. See, Christ asked the question. When He comes again, when He find faith on this earth. See, our walk with God cannot be in vain. It must be built up in our faith. And our faith must be grounded in God's truth. See, God wants nothing but the best for us, Lord Jesus. Our walk in God's truth will bring great joy as we come together in brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Not like today where there's much division, many definitions of truth and different religious structures and man-made rules and everybody kind of deciding their own truth within their own denomination and calling themselves all these titles and things. This is not God's way. See, truth only comes from God. It is meant to keep the body of Christ together, not separated, not attacking one another. Through God's love, we hold on to God's truth. So together in Christ Jesus, we continue to worship and praise God as a body of Christ Jesus together. Not separated, not divided, but let the truth of God be in us all and through us all. Lord Jesus. Lord, we only need God's truth. We don't need knowledge from any other source. See, we need to ask God to show us His ways, to teach us His path, to guide us into His truth. Teach us, Lord. You are our Savior. All our hope is in You, God. Lord, Your great love and mercy and grace of old. Lord, You sustain us all day long, Lord Jesus. Your truth holds and abounds in your Word, Son, and Spirit, God. It is the only thing we need to hold on to. It's the only thing we need to be trying to grasp and put into our hearts. God's truth is not something we hide. So we do not have God's righteousness in our heart. We share it with others, Lord, help us. We speak of God's faithfulness and salvation. We do not conceal God's love from His people. We ask God to not withhold His truth, mercy, and protection so we can share it with others. So we can be an example of Christ Jesus working in our lives. God's truth being manifested in our walk, Lord Jesus. We ask God to send forth His light and truth so it can guide us in the times of trouble when the storm is oppressing. Your truth, God, gets us through. Bring us to that holy mountain, Lord. The place where God dwells so we can be there with Him and He with us. We live by God's truth. But it's the Lord who's near to all who call on me, all who come to fear him, all who live in his truth. See, he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. This is God's truth. This is God's word. It has to be in us. It has to be what our faith is built on. The Lord hears their cries and he saves them. He watches over those who love him. But the wicked he will destroy. God's truth will come forth. You and I have to realize it's best that we're in it than for it to be speaking against us. God's truth will be fulfilled through his power, through his word, through his son and his spirit. You and I want to be a part of this. So we must put it into our hearts. Let the truth of God be in us. We live in a time when God said true worshiper would have to worship the Father in spirit and truth. This is the kind of worship the Father is seeking. God is spirit, and you and I must come to worship him in spirit and truth. There's no other way. If you want your prayers to reach the throne of God, you and I got to be a true worshiper of God. And what we speak has to be the very words of God. We need to proclaim the words of God, the greatness, the awesomeness of God, speaking back to God, confessing of the things of God has done in our life. So it reaches the throne of God. So he hears our prayers, and he answers and blesses those we're praying for. Healing the sick that we're praying for, because we come to you in truth, God, your truth, Lord. Because we know God does not lie. What he speaks come true. We must place our faith in it. So we see God's truth because we know it leads to godliness. Our faith and knowledge must rest on the hope of eternal life with God. For God's truth, regarding his promises from the beginning of time, will come true from the beginning to the end. God holds his word in place for us. He holds his promises in place for us. We know every good and perfect gift comes from God. It comes from above, coming down from the Father, heavenly lights, which does not change like shifting shadows. God chose to give us birth through the word of truth. God's truth makes a way so we can be participating in his divine nature, so we can be the first fruits of its creation. God's truth binds us together in Christ. Christ is bound together in God, in God's truth, in his word. See, we cannot be deceived here. Lord, help us today. Lord, we're being deceived about your truth and your word. God, we need to open up this book and start reading it for ourselves so we are not deceived and misled by so many sayings and teachings and preachings today. There's nothing wrong with reading about somebody's experience with God. But when it comes to knowing and walking in God's truth, there's really only one source. There's only one source. Nothing else can replace the word of God. Nothing else can enhance the word of God. You cannot add, modify, or change God's word. You and I must come to live in it. It must be in us. It must be what we seek. It must be what our faith is founded on God's word. We cannot take God's word and open it up and take man-made sayings and apply it to God's word. See, we can't do that. So we can't take myths taught about in this world that sounds good, but God never spoke. We can't take these myths and insert it into God's word. I'm telling you, we're modifying God's word. It's going to be a problem. It's not going to have the power and the healing that you and I are looking for. It's not going to be the thing that brings us to salvation because we've added and modified God's word. See, we can't take denomination teachers and practices and insert them into God's word as if they're the truth of God. We can't do that. See, we can't take church doctrine that man is made up, that we come up with in our own minds and place them in God's word and still call this the truth of God. We can't do that. We're modifying it. We're distorting God's word. See, we can't take religious teachings that you and I think about and come up with and say, oh, that sounds good. Let's place it in God's word. We cannot insert religious teachings into God's word. Christ Jesus didn't come and praise the Pharisees and Sadducees. He spoke against them. See, so we can't take theology, man-made theology, We got to let the word of God stand on its own, standing on the word of God, spoken word of God through Christ Jesus, through the Spirit of God. This is where the power is. You cannot insert this stuff into God's word. You're weakening it. You're nullifying it, God says. It's pure. It's holy. It's not to be meant to be changed by you and I. We must seek and walk in God's truth, not just in word and tongue, but it must be actions done in truth that comes out of us. We know we belong to God's truth because our hearts are resting in His presence. Knowing God is greater than our hearts. Knowing He knows everything. There's nothing God doesn't know. God alone is the source of truth, the source of our salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us. Help us, God. We're going astray, Lord. We're going astray, Lord. We need you to bring us back. Bring us back to the days of old when we sought your word, when we believed in your word. We didn't choose to modify. We didn't choose to come up with something different. We received your truth into our hearts, Lord. Praise God. We need God's truth so we can make it. We need God's truth so our children can make it. So we're one in Christ. Praise the Lord. Christ was taught the truth by the Father. And He came and He poured out God's truth into our hearts. We must receive it. Thank you, Jesus. See, truth is a very hard thing for us to comprehend these days. We become very good at taking a lie, something that is false, and speaking and presenting it as truth. We're truly fulfilling the scripture that speaks of the days when they would no longer want to hear God's truth, but that would justify sinful behavior. It's an ear preaching. See, we just want to hear things that sound good to us, but that is not what our salvation and our faith can be based on. It must be based on God's truth. See, we can't be out here seeking preachers and teachers who bend God's truth, who changes God's word, who falsify God's word. We must turn back to God's word, back to God's truth. The road to the kingdom of God is narrow. We don't want to be able to walk on this road believing and speaking and spreading lies about God, about God's word, about His Son and His Spirit. You and I must be on this road proclaiming the truth of God, or we won't be on the right road. The road we'll be on is leading to destruction, is leading to darkness. You and I need the word of God so we can clarify, we can check the road we're on, making sure that we're on the path that God has called us, because it's based on God's word. We speak and we share God's truth. We desire truth in our souls, the truth that only comes from God. Truth is not man-made. It comes from above. We must accept that which only comes from God. We cannot add, modify, or change God's word. God's truth, so we can feel good about ourselves and our situation. But it says that every person that changes God's word, it says, let every person be a lie, but let God be true. We must want, seek, desire to walk in God's truth. God's truth allows us to face our sins, to be forgiven, to overcome, to grow, to mature in Christ Jesus, to enter into the kingdom of God, to receive eternal life. We want to stand before the judgment seat of God and say, God, I place all of my faith in your word. God, everything I did, your word changed me. Your spirit taught me your word. Your voice of Christ Jesus led me to your word. It allowed me to change my habits and behaviors. God, your word purified me, Lord. I held on to your word, Lord Jesus. I held on to your word, Father God. It was your word that brought me to this place, God. I love you for your words. I love you for the deeds that spoke about in your words, God. Your compassion, your promises, and your truthfulness found in your word. It helped me to overcome my fears and my sins, God, my worries and my troubles against others. My spirit was all messed up, and your word, Lord, spoken by your Son, brought and revealed by your Spirit, God, changed my heart. I hold on, Lord, to your word. It's God's truth and nothing else. Nothing else can do. Nothing else can do. what God work and do. Father God, we thank you. We love you, God, for your word. Thank you, Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.